With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Groups trying to influence the outcome of a Montana Supreme Court race are on track to set a record for the most fundraising collected for a justice seat. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports that in this year's race between Dirk Sandifer and Kristen Juris, fundraising by political action committees has reached over $518,000, and the candidates themselves have collected nearly $634,000. Based on inflation-adjusted totals dating back to 1990, the combined committee and campaign fundraising for Sandifer is about $900,000, setting a record for the most money collected to support a Montana Supreme Court candidate. Juris and her supporters have raised roughly $250,000. The group Montana Trial Lawyers Association is expected to support Sandifer, as well as his current supporters. Newly released documents show a Montana state senator was fined $500 and had his hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges suspended after pleading guilty to poaching a white-tailed deer. A citation obtained by the Independent Record on a public records request says Republican Senator Roger Webb of Billings had already harvested and tagged a mule deer buck when he shot a whitetail buck last November. The citation says he shot onto private land where he did not have permission and that the whitetail met trophy standards for restitution under Montana game laws. Webb pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge in April after initially pleading not guilty in the case. The senator declined to comment when reached by the AP yesterday. The head of the Montana Department of Corrections defended his agency Thursday after state auditors told a legislative committee that the department broke the law by housing adults at youth correctional facilities. Eric Whitney reports.
The Legislative Audit Committee heard that state law prohibits adults from being housed at the Pine Hills and Riverside Youth Corrections facilities in Miles City and Boulder. The Department of Corrections started housing adults at the facilities earlier this year. Corrections Director Mike Batista.
My question is, what's the downside? There's just a lot of upside to what we decided to do. We helped out the jails, we helped out the department, and we helped out the people in need of the care.
Overcrowding at adult correctional facilities has pushed the corrections department at least $2 million over budget because it's having to pay county jails to house prisoners. Many county jails in Montana are also full. Batista and some audit committee members pointed out that in addition to laws forbidding his agency from housing adults at juvenile facilities, other statutes require it to efficiently use state resources. He said with only a handful of girls being housed at Riverside, it's more cost-effective to put them in a private facility in St. Anthony, Idaho, and move adults to Riverside.
We're looking at trying to do things as efficiently as possible, and we felt like this was the best option, and we felt like the statute that has a language where we are to maximize our resources for both adult and youth offenders made a lot of sense from a good government perspective.
Batista said he's hopeful that a sentencing reform package that state lawmakers are expected to take up in 2017 will help remedy his department's legal conundrum. Senator Gene Vukovich, an Anaconda Democrat who's on the audit committee, said both the Department of Corrections and lawmakers need to take the auditor's findings seriously.
Well, my experience has been in running local government and that, and if we got an audit report, we better comply with the damn thing, or we're in deep doo-doo.
The Blackfeet tribal government says it plans to release buffalo onto national forest land as free-roaming wildlife. The council made that official proclamation yesterday. Montana's Department of Livestock generally only allows buffalo to be managed as livestock in the state, citing concerns about disease spreading to cattle and potential damage to private property. Tribal Business Council Chair Harry Barnes says the Blackfeet have not consulted with the Livestock Department on their plan to release this herd of 89 bison into the Badger 2 Medicine area. That land belongs to the National Forest Service, and Barnes says he does not think the state of Montana has jurisdiction to stop the tribe.
We have retained treaty rights, okay? What does that mean? It means we have the right to hunt, fish, gather roots and berries, trees to build our homes, and to graze our herds. Okay. This then would fit in all of that. So all we're doing is exercising an existing right under our treaty status with the U.S. government.
In March, the federal government canceled a 30-year-old permit to drill for oil and gas on U.S. Forest Service land in the Badger 2 Medicine area. This after a federal judge said that the leases violated environmental protection and historic preservation laws. The company that holds the leases is suing to have their rights to drill restored. A 42-year-old man has been detained as Lincoln County and state law enforcement investigate the death of a 30-year-old Libby woman. The sheriff's office says a friend of the woman called officers yesterday morning to report the woman had been assaulted during the night. Responding officers found the woman's body. The sheriff's office identified the victim as Sheena Devine. Sheriff Robbie Bowe said the man was detained today after officers executed a search warrant in investigating Devine's death. The man has not been charged, and the investigation continues. Officials did not release any more information about the case. Tomorrow, gubernatorial candidates Steve Bullock and challenger Greg Gianforte will debate in Great Falls. Montana Public Radio will rebroadcast the debate in its entirety this Sunday at 6 p.m. Following that, MTPR will also broadcast the presidential debate Sunday at 7 p.m. Live fact-checking will be available at our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.